Good morning. This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Federal agencies are reopening after the longest government shutdown in history, but as the Mountain West News Bureau's Rachel Cohen reports, federal workers still have concerns.
As a former employee of the U.S. Forest Service, Max Alonzo knows how hard shutdowns can be. He's lived through a couple.
We were a one-income house, and I had to do side jobs just to make enough money to put food on the table and put gas in the car during that time.
Now, Alonzo is the secretary treasurer for the National Federation of Federal Employees Union. He's happy federal workers are back on the job and that they're guaranteed back pay through the funding bill.
We're happy it's in there, but at the same time, why are we even at this place right now?
He says morale is low. The legislation also bans agencies from conducting reductions in force, but only through January. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Rachel Cohen.
More than 45,000 acres in the San Luis Valley have been transferred into federal hands. Colorado's State Land Board approved the transfer yesterday. Proponents say the $43 million sale is key to ensuring clean drinking water and irrigation. Former Senator Ken Salazar said in a statement that the transfer also protects a way of life for people living in the San Luis Valley. Another mild day on tap for Colorado, with sunny skies and temperatures in the low 70s in Denver and 71 and sunny in Colorado Springs. And in Grand Junction, more clouds than sun today, with temperatures around 67 degrees. Stay with us. This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm so glad you're here this morning.